Bienvenue au podcast Entre deux chaises de métal, podcast animé par moi-même, Marco, et l'encyclopédie de la lutte au Québec, TJ Holiday. Comment ça va, mon cher TJ?
Ça va bien, toi?
Ouais, super bien, moi aussi. Écoute, semaine de lutte féminine au podcast Entre deux chaises de métal, on a reçu des invités de marque cette semaine. Je suis bien content de parler de la lutte féminine, qui est de plus en plus présente sur la scène locale. Donc, c'est le fun d'encourager le produit. Je pense qu'on a de plus en plus de bonnes luttes à travers le Québec et le Canada surtout.
Ouais.
Puis cette semaine, on va recevoir quelqu'un que j'aime ça au podcast. Oui, on reçoit des noms qu'on voit souvent ailleurs, mais j'aime ça aussi recevoir des noms qui sont un peu plus discrets. Je ne sais pas si discret c'est le bon mot, mais qu'on entend moins parler haut et fort, mais qu'ils font du bruit plus qu'avec leur talent, si je peux m'exprimer ainsi.
Oui, je peux t'exprimer comme tu veux, ouais.
OK, parfait. T'es d'accord avec moi, non?
Oui, oh, d'accord avec toi, oui. Oh, yes. Tout à fait.
Puis, notre invité d'aujourd'hui, c'est une fille que je pense que pour apprécier son talent, il faut être live. Parce que moi, j'aime toujours être proche de l'action pour voir, tu sais, vraiment le talent des athlètes. Puis je pense que notre invité d'aujourd'hui, pour vraiment regarder ces combats live, c'est quelque chose de très intéressant. Puis, sans plus tarder, The Sweetest Pea, Miss Chris Tara est avec nous.
Salut!
Comment ça va?
Bien.
Yes. T'es-tu d'accord que... un combat, analyser un combat live, c'est toujours mieux pour apprécier le talent des athlètes?
Oui, c'est beaucoup mieux. C'est vraiment différent comme le sentiment de tout le monde autour.
Oui, exact. Fait que on voit plus le professionnalisme et l'athlétisme des athlètes. Chris Tara, ça fait quoi, 2 ans que tu luttes à peu près sur le circuit?
Oui, j'ai commencé dans comme la pandémie, l'été de 2020.
Oh. OK. OK, parfait. Puis, tu sais, tu as déjà affronté des lutteuses comme Bella Scott, Melanie Havoc pour la ceinture IWS pendant que ma caméra flanche. Et aussi, tu as affronté 2 fois une légende de la lutte au Québec, Lufisto. C'est bien 2 fois que tu l'as affronté, je ne me trompe pas?
Oui, je suis vraiment chanceuse de ça.
Écoute, après quoi, 2 ans de carrière, tu as déjà un IWS Championship match. Puis, Lufisto, parle-moi donc de tes matchs contre ces grandes athlètes-là.
Oui, je pense que c'est à cause de ça que ça m'a vraiment aidé aussi de comme apprendre des choses, parce que quand tu luttes contre quelqu'un comme Lufisto, she has so much experience of just all different aspects. Je sais pas comment on dit ça en français.
Non, c'est bon, tu peux le dire en anglais, c'est parfait ça. Yeah. OK.
Quelle façon que ça t'aide d'être avec la AWS côté, pas juste à l'école, mais évidemment la promotion au grand complet, là, ça t'aide-tu plus qu'à d'autres places, tu penses? Ou...
Je ne comprends pas.
Well, working in AWS, is it better for you, you think, for are you going to be a wrestler later on?
Je pense que ça donne beaucoup des does give lots of opportunities, because when you look at the people that came into IWS, I was trying to speak French, but I think I can say it better in English.
It's okay.
There's a lot of good opportunities, like people that have gone places, mm-hmm. and you're getting ready for TV when you're at class. Like mm-hmm. we're not just we're learning how to wrestle, but we're learning how to sell to the camera and how etiquette wise. And then you're giving the chance to follow these good wrestlers to shows and network. So it really does help when it comes to just further on in your career, if you want to become a TV wrestler.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. It's more close to a pro product.
Exactly. You're from day one, learn how to wrestle, but where are you facing? Are you facing the hard cam? It's really pressing me from day one.
Mm-hmm. Parfait. Yep. Quand tu as commencé à faire de la lutte, quand tu as décidé que tu allais faire de la lutte, comment ta famille a réagi? Est-ce que tu t'es fait encourager là-dedans, ou ça a été vraiment « oh my God » parce que tu sais, après une fin de semaine de lutte, tu pourras nous le dire, c'est que tu reviens avec des bleus, tu reviens avec des blessures. Comment tes parents ont réagi, puis comment ils t'ont encouragé là-dedans?
Ma mère, elle sait que, comme toujours que jamais la lutte, mais ma grand-mère était vraiment peur. Parce qu'il y avait comme un fin de semaine que je m'en fais blesser aussi. Mm-hmm. Elle était comme, est-ce que tu, are you stopping? Et j'étais comme, non. ma mère, comme chaque spectacle de IWS, ma mère est là. Et elle aime la lutte.
Okay.
Comme, I've always liked it as a kid, so she very much understands why I want to do it.
Okay. Did you watch TV with your mother when you're younger, or?
I kind of made her watch it because I loved watching wrestling so much. My grandma watched it growing up. Like she grew up watching, like going to the Forum and watching, you know, all that wrestling. So she knows about it. She knows about the usuals, but she never wanted me to do it, you know, because she thought that's, you know, that's something other people do, not you, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Being protective quite a bit, usually the parents.
She came to one show and she said, that's enough.
Sometimes you don't even come at all to any show, so you're lucky that
she tried. One.
Yeah, exactly.
What show she going to?
She came to my first IWS show, so it was me, Sunny Soleil, Alex Mays, against Melanie Havoc, Matt Viviani, and Nathan Yarimovich. Okay. So even that was too much because it's intergender, and that's very different than, you know, if you watch classic wrestling, that could make some people feel, you know, scared.
Okay, yeah, that's great.
Who's the person that's most influential to you in the business right now that you're working with in IWS, or it could be anywhere else in the wrestling business? Who's like helping you out quite a bit the most?
So I would definitely say my coach. Like right now, you know, both my coaches, when I first started, I had Speedball and Shane Hawk. But obviously right now Speedball, you know, he's abroad. When he was here, he was very helpful and he still is very helpful. Like you can send him messages, send him your matches and he'll give you feedback and encouragement. But very much Shane Hawk has helped me when it comes to just learning things in the ring, how to, you know, just handle yourself. And he's been helpful in opening doors for me and, you know, just, making it happen, being very encouraging.
Do you like to give advice yourself to other people, or are you like more into like your own thing? And
So I've actually started to help a little bit when it comes to the dojo, because, you know, we just, you know, you have to work with other people. So I've been in that position where I'm giving the same advice I got to other people now. And it feels funny, but now I get why they said the things they said.
You like teaching?
It depends. I do like teaching sometimes, but it's very hard because you have to deal with different personalities. Everyone learns different too. So it's like you're learning how to teach different types of backgrounds, and that's not easy.
Yeah.
If you have to compare yourself as a big star wrestler like WWE or AEW or whatever, Japan, what stars you can compare to?
So it's hard to say who I would compare myself to. There's people that I would like to compare myself to. Like people that I maybe look up to. I can say that I look at their source material and I'm like, ooh, I want to be like that. I guess I can say like I really like Candice LeRae. I find her style, like she really like inspired me. It was actually like when I went to Toronto at NXT TakeOver, it was that day where I was like, okay, I have to sign up for class. Like watching her and Io Shirai, I was like, what am I doing? I need to be her. So I tried to watch her style. I wouldn't say I wrestle like her, but I definitely, you know, channel her when I'm moving and, you know, the way that I'm feeling and trying to get reactions from the crowd.
Right.
Okay. That's great. That's great.
And of course, 2023 has just started. Do you have any goals other than probably maybe being the IWS Women's Champion down the line?
Yeah, definitely would like to be a champion, but I would definitely like to branch out more. Like I've been able to wrestle around Quebec. I got to go to Saguenay. I've got to go around, you know, Ontario. So maybe like somewhere like New Brunswick or Vancouver, like somewhere, you know, different would be very cool for me.
You see yourself going to the States one day, or are you just content like being a wrestler right here and just being like having fun?
I would really like to go to the States. I would like to go abroad. I'm actually trying to plan a trip to Europe. I hope that could happen because that feels more realistic for me than being able to go to the States right now. Yeah, so I'm thinking Europe, maybe even Japan. Like it just depends what doors open.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah, that's going to be great. And you're a great talent for sure. Down the line, what woman you would like to fight in Quebec, Canada, or here in Montreal?
Yeah, so there's so many women that I would like to fight because I've, you know, I haven't fought many, A few that come to mind are Taylor Rising from Ontario. Mm-hmm. She's very good. Mm-hmm. I almost got to fight her, and it was actually in that fight that I got hurt, so I couldn't get to fight her. Also, Luf O'Farrell, I would really like to wrestle her. I've never actually been in a locker room with her, but I've heard good things and I've seen good things. So those are the two that, you know, come to mind.
Yeah, this will be a great bout for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. And now, je vais switcher en français. les choses que on pose souvent les mêmes questions aux invités pour un peu les connaître un peu plus dans leur goût personnel, Christara. Puis, dans le fond, on va commencer avec le côté artistique, musical. Quel genre de musique t'écoutes? As-tu un groupe favori ou un chanteur ou un chanteur que t'écoutes toujours sur repeat?
Pas vraiment. Comme un peu comme all over the place. Mm-hmm. J'aime la hip-hop. Mm-hmm. Vraiment comme pour être... like to get pumped. Yeah. Et j'écoute la rock aussi. J'aime... Il y a un band de Toronto qui s'appelle Pop. Okay. C'est mon préféré. My favorite.
Yeah, favorite. Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Pop. Okay, I'm going to listen to that. what's your favorite movie or maybe a TV series or whatever you like to watch? It could be a whole movie or a new movie, whatever.
My favorite movie would have to be Night of the Living Dead.
Oh,
I really love zombies.
So you like horror, no?
Yeah, I love horror. It's very surprising because I'm the sweetest pea, but I love horror.
Oh, yeah, I like horror, too. What kind of movie you're looking for horror? What kind of movie you're watching?
I don't really like psychological things. I like just simple, like, slashers. Like, I like 80s movies or, like, just, like, zombies. Like, I don't want to think much. I just want to see, like, I don't know, just chaos, you know?
Just unwind and relax, yeah.
Exactly, you know?
Friday the 13th, Halloween, this kind of movie?
Yeah, I like those kind of movies. I like the hidden gems too. Like, I think they're making a game out of it, but there's this one called Killer Clowns from Outer Space, mm-hmm. and I really like that one.
Wow! Yeah,
the weird stuff in the 80s.
Yeah. Okay. Si le plus le attends, je vais reprendre ma question. En tant que spectateur, spectatrice, le plus beau show de lutte que tu as assisté, là, ou ça peut être le meilleur moment que tu as vu en live, que c'est pas toi qui luttais, ça peut être international, tu sais, Québec, peu importe, mais que tu étais en tant que spectatrice, ton plus beau moment.
Le plus beau moment? Je pense que c'est la même chose que j'ai dit avant, c'était quand j'ai vu Candice versus Io Shirai, parce que c'était comme la première fois que j'ai vu les femmes dans personne qui luttaient comme ça. C'était vraiment comme... C'était juste comme les... how do you say it? It was just like the men. Okay? Oh, yeah. J'ai jamais vu ça dans personne. Mm-hmm. C'est vraiment cette match que c'est toujours seulement sur faux. Okay. Dans les indies, un match qui était vraiment cool, c'était Minoru Suzuki versus Kevin Blanchard. C'était un vraiment comme cool match.
It was hard hitting, hein?
Oui, comme... Oh, ouf!
And you talk about going maybe to Japan, to Europe, but for those things, you need a big road trip with some people. If I would say you make a road trip for 6-7 hours, I would give you 3 person to go with. Who would you choose and why?
Okay, so definitely it would be... So I partner with Alex May, so it would definitely be him. I've been training with him since day one. We have each other's box. He would be in the car. Second person would be probably Danny Leo, because we've become really good friends too, and we wrestle each other a lot of times, so maybe we can go somewhere and wrestle each other as well.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. And third person, I'd definitely be a lot of my training partners, because we're so comfortable with each other. So the last one would probably be Nathan Yarimovich.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, that's
always
great.
A good time.
Not even your coach? Come on.
Maybe we could fit him in there.
Okay. In the back somewhere.
In the back.
Yeah, in the back.
I think I have one or two more questions for you. Maybe what's your wrestler you like growing up watching on TV, a man or woman or whatever you choose to, but what's your favorite wrestler growing up?
Yeah, so I was a bit all over the place. One wrestler I was always obsessed with was Edge.
Okay.
I've I started watching wrestling in 2006. So that was like, you know, very much the time where he was really at his height of his career. Mm-hmm. So I loved his promos. I watched SmackDown all the time just for him. I liked the women too. It was honestly because I liked Lita that I started to like Edge.
Okay, and then she, yeah.
You know, because okay, I was a little too young to be watching her live, like as she was wrestling. But I, you know, I've watched the old tapes. Mm-hmm. Beyond that, Edge is really the person I really liked. Also, I'm trying to think. I really liked, as I got a little older, AJ Lee. I really liked watching her. I thought she was very cool. She was bringing a different style to, because I watched just WWE growing up. I didn't watch, you know, like Japan Ring wrestling. So I didn't know that women could wrestle like that. So that was a different style.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's great. That's great.
Yeah.
Do you like watching old stuff too? Like from back in the day?
When I was a kid, that's all I used to do. It'd be summertime and my friends would knock on my door and I'd be just watching old clips of, you know, like wrestling. My uncle used to like tape things, so I'd watch it, or I'd like look it up on YouTube because I just wanted to like know everything that happened, you know. So I watched, although I didn't watch the Attitude Era at the time, I watched it like later, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. C'est très bon. C'est une très bonne réponse. J'aime ça. Ça c'est très différent de ce qu'on peut entendre habituellement. J'adore ça. Puis, tu dis, je ne sais pas si tu es d'accord, moi, ce que j'aime de Chris Terra, ce qu'elle amène dans un match de lutte, c'est son énergie. Mm-hmm. On dirait que tu es toujours très, très dedans dans un combat. Puis, je suis persuadé que dans quoi, 4-5 ans, peut-être moins, que quand tu vas rentrer dans une salle, j'ai l'impression que le mood va changer. Tu sais, on parle souvent au podcast de TDT, le tag team. Quand ils rentrent dans la salle, on dirait que tout le mood de la salle change. J'ai l'impression que tu es ce genre de personnalité-là, mais plus avec tes actions. Côté promo, est-ce que tu as eu la chance de coter des promos ou pas encore, ou tu travailles là-dessus présentement?
J'ai fait un peu des promos. Mon premier match, c'était contre Jessica Black. Okay. En Ontario, j'ai fait un promo, c'était pas vraiment bonne. J'ai pratiqué comme souvent les classes de IWS.
Yeah.
J'ai fait un promo, mon match dernier contre les Fisto, c'était, mais it was better.
Yeah.
J'ai pratiqué.
Ok. Well, looking forward to your career and your path to the wrestling business. Je pense que je parle pour tout le monde qui est très... t'es un talent à découvrir dans le futur. Puis on a bien hâte de voir ton évolution au podcast. Puis c'est clair que si tu veux, on te réinvite quand tu veux pour parler de ta carrière et de ton évolution. On est bien content de t'avoir vu.
Merci.
C'est un plaisir.
Fait que je te souhaite bonne chance. Puis on se revoit bientôt dans un show à Montréal ou aux alentours. Ouais, vas-y.
You have anything to plug, like an Instagram or something?
Yeah.
Oh, yes. So I have it there. But if anyone is listening, actually, no, that's also my old one. So now it's _ Christara, because this one was too hard. So
Perfect.
_ Christara.
Instagram, awesome. Facebook, and...
Instagram, Twitter too, Twitter.
Yeah. Okay, Instagram, Twitter.
Perfect, so follow her there.
Yeah. So thank good you. Luck, and see you next time, Christara.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
No problem. Thank you.